Over here to the right, Brendan Gulick, Buckeyes Now on Sports Illustrated.
Gee, last, I guess 2 weeks ago, maybe the output was a little flat at times. Not an effort thing, but just in general, maybe wasn't the greatest game. Last week, you have a really emotional win. Going into today, did you feel like there was a different sense of urgency this week going against a team that hasn't had a ton of success after you're coming off a big emotional win like that?
Yeah, I think we weren't naive to the fact of what takes place after big wins. We see across college football, some of the unfortunate things happen after big wins, and teams like to take exhales in that time. But I think the emphasis that Coach Day had for this team the entire time is that we don't get to exhale, is that it's just time to go harder. And so I think we had a really hard practice week. Now, we went right back to work. We enjoyed the win, obviously, Saturday night. And then, Sunday, we celebrated it. But by the time we got to Tuesday practice, Penn State was behind us. And so it was all on to this week. And I think we came out and we executed at a high level.
Over to the left, Doug LaMaurice, Kings of the North.
Gee, could you just take us through your touchdown a little bit, what you're trying to do there to get caught up and then leak out a little bit late? It looked like it worked perfectly.
Yeah. The whole goal in that is to keep low pads and everything should look like a run play. I ended up getting actually delayed coming out of it even more. I tried to leave it even a little earlier. But there was another, support player that kind of caught up, so I had to work through some traffic and ended up popping open late. But all glory to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for putting me the opportunity to be able to play at this stage. And so it's a great opportunity to be in the end zone.
Over to the right, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Gee, you seem to take a significant step forward in your blocking this year. What does it look like behind the scenes? What are the things that you do to take that kind of step into, as a blocker that we don't get to see?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go into blocking, but I think ultimately it comes down to, one, your technique, and that takes years of development. But secondly, and equally as important, is the mindset. It's very similar to, rebounding the basketball on the basketball court. It's a choice. And I think having the servant leadership that I believe that I've been able to develop in my time here at Ohio State, oftentimes a big block to spring a big run for my teammate feels better than my own success scoring a touchdown. And so that's the role that I've continued to grow in and that I love to do. And I just take a lot of pride in being able to block and spring big runs for my teammates.
All right, folks, we need to start to wrap up with Jeremiah Smith over in the back. And over here to the right, G, we've got Stefan Kreisnik from Cleveland.com.
G, we've seen, Kaden Curry play a big role in special teams, even if it necessarily hasn't been a huge play. What's it like on the sideline when, the special teams comes through like that and sets you guys up?
You said with Kaden Curry doing that? Yeah, man, it's good, man. Anytime that you're able to see fruits of all the labor that you put in, that's something that we work repeatedly and repeatedly. I think sometimes when you guys see it on Saturday, it might look like it's just like, oh, that was a good play. That was great that happened. We're able to see the behind the scenes and how much work that went into that. And there was just a repeated, constant amount of work that goes into those plays. I see those guys attacking at a high level. And so it's very joyful to be able to see those guys be able to go out there and execute.
About something they saw on film that they felt they could expose on that play. Just how involved has he been with the special teams, this season?
Yeah, he's very involved. I think that's part of his job as a head coach, is that he doesn't miss a beat. When he's in there in special team meeting, he's taking notes, and he's completely fully involved in everything that we do. It's his job to make sure that everything is flowing correctly on all three phases of the game, and I think he does a great job of that, and it shows on Saturday.
Anyone else? G, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.